الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم، ومن دخله كان آمنا، ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, we spoke about how the Yahud would argue with the Muslims, saying that they are upon the Millah of Ibrahim. And we know that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we as Muslims, we are upon that creed and religion and faith of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So they would always come and argue with the Muslims over matters of faith, etc. Here, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us another example of how the Yahud came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and argued with him falsely to rebut the truth, but it was to no avail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed them in this verse. Allah says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكَ وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Yahud came to the Muslims and said that Baytul Maqdis is afdal and it is a'zam min al-Ka'bah. He said that Baytul Maqdis is greater and superior to Makkah Mukarramah, to the Ka'bah. So they said Baytul Maqdis is superior to the Ka'bah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately revealed this verse to say, no, from where did you get this? On what grounds are you saying this? Rather, the most superior house, the greatest house is the Ka'bah Mukarramah. Allah says, inna awwala bayt, that you see indeed the first house for worship established for man is the one that is in Makkah, that is Makkah Mukarramah. From here we understand where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the first house, this is an ishara, it's a dalala, it indicates to the fact that this house was the first house established for thee, the first house established for worship. So this is superior to all other houses, because at that time this was the only house established and set up for worship. So Allah says this is the one that is in Makkah. Makkah refers to Makkah Mukarrama, that is the Kaaba. Makkah, some say that the mim is replaced by ba, because this is common Arabic usage, and some say this is an alternate name for Makkah. So another name for Makkah Mukarramah is Makkah as well. And Quran here refers to Makkah by saying Makkah with a ba. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this house is blessed, mubarak, and full of blessings. وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and it is a means of guidance for all the people. So here we see a question can come up in our minds, that how is Makkah Mukarramah, the Kaaba, now the first house? Because we know that Baytul Maqdis was built in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and we know that the Kaaba was built in the time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And between Sulaiman and Ibrahim, a long time passed, and Sulaiman alayhi salam came long before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So if we read tarikh, history, and history will tell us, and all this is also found in hadith, in sunnah as well, the first house was actually built by Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Kaaba was first built by Adam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam and Hawa to this earth, Allah instructed them via the angels to build the Kaaba. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba, and he and Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, they would even circumambulate and make tawaf of the Kaaba. What happened was, after that, the Kaaba got destroyed in the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So from Adam right to Nuh, the Kaaba was there, it was existent. Then what happened was, when the Tufan, the floods came in the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the Kaaba got destroyed. Then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came in his time, and he built upon the foundation, right, laid by Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. What happened after it was, the Kaaba was collapsed, Hudima, and sometime later it collapsed, and it was then reconstructed by a tribe called Jurhum. Then similarly, something happened very similar to this after that, and it was then reconstructed again by the Amalika, and then by the Quraysh. And we know Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi himself participated in the reconstruction, in the rebuilding of the Kaaba Mukarrama, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi himself put the Al-Hajar Al-Aswad in its rightful place. So this was the whole history of the Kaaba. So this is actually the first house established for worship for the people. Allah says it is in Makkah, it is blessed and it is a guidance for all the people. Then Allah says, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Here in Makkah, right, in the building of the Kaaba, Allah says there are clear signs to say and to indicate that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam really built this Kaaba. In other words, Allah is telling them that, listen, O you Yahud, you claim to be upon the Millah, following your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam footsteps, following his religion, following his creed. Then why aren't you facing the Kaaba now as a Qibla? Then take the Kaaba as a Qibla, like how the Muslims also take the Kaaba as a Qibla. In other words, now accept Islam, accept the Risala, the Nubu of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and make the Kaaba also your Qibla. And one clear sign to show that this Kaaba was actually built by Ibrahim is Maqam Ibrahim. It is the station of Ibrahim. We know Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's footprint is there on that rock which he stood upon whilst he was reconstructing the Kaaba. So that is there as a mark, it's left behind there for the people to see that yes, Nabi Ibrahim, it was Nabi Ibrahim who built this Kaaba. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Then Allah says some of the privileges that Makkah Mukarramah has over other cities is that whoever enters this haram, this sacred place, let him know that he is safe here. Nobody can intend to harm him in any way. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is Allah's right and it is incumbent upon the people to make hajj, to perform pilgrimage, to make hajj of the Kaaba. For which person? For that person who manages to get there, who has the means. And this is discussed in the books of fiqh, what means are meant here, and it must be resources that are surplus from over and above a person's basic needs from time to time, etc. This is discussed in the books of fiqh, but it is fard for that person who has the ability to get there. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. And whoever disputes and denies the fardiyya, he says that it is not fard. Then listen, Allah doesn't need you. Allah says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is high above all the worlds. In other words, Allah is independent. We need Allah. Allah doesn't need us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.